It's frustrating, though. But it's still, like, 100% usable, so, you know, unless the crack gets more noticeable or bigger or anything like that, like, it's actually fine, so probably just stick with it. No need to go out and get another one. Especially because these days, the only thing I use this iPad for is this broadcast, this stream, and I don't really need a screen for much of that at all. So even if the crack were noticeable, maybe it wouldn't be such a big deal. I don't know. If that's just like a side effect of the iPhone 6 being bigger, is like I just don't use my iPad as much. I don't know. Yeah, looking at the screen dead on like this, you know, like I can see some little scuffs and scrapes on the outer edges of the screen. Because it kind of hit on the side and then flopped over onto the face. But, yeah, doesn't take much tilt to go like, oh, that's a, ooh, hello. Thank you. you're going to just merge all the way across lanes into the fast lane, you need to be in a car that can fucking pick up to full speed faster than this Honda Pilot in front of me, which seems to just be interested in going 60, which is pretty uncool. Because the cars right here are now stopped, so whatever. What the hell's out this week? It's Assassin's Creed, right? And then Halo.
And make sure my family stays right. So you gotta pray.
You gotta pray.
You gotta stay prayed up, man.
One of the things I like.
Yes, you've got to stay prayed up.
I like hearing Jeezy say that. Stay prayed up. One of the things I always appreciated about you is, you know, some people write rhymes and they create these stories and they create these personas. And I come from a place where we see through that.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
He's so good. You already know, man.
Yeah. It's like I got x-ray vision. Now, I don't always say nothing, but I commend a person when something they do, I agree with. Because in the streets, you know, right now the gang could emulate the streets in many ways. This is old. But I always wanted to commend you for the way you handled your Rick Ross situation and in the end, you know, buried the hatchet.
No question.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's the part of the process we don't see or celebrate enough.
Mm-hmm.
When it was beef and conflict,
yeah,
that's all over front page news.
Yeah, right.
When they made resolution, it lasted a day or two.
Maybe an hour.
I want to talk on the resume. Walking through that process, what was that like? I know T.I. said he helped broker that.
I mean, I can't say that. Tip my brother, I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
You know, I'm in a different place in my life, man. If it don't make sense, it just don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to mention I'm a grown-ass man. Indeed. I put my son asking me about, you know, why I got a problem with an individual that I don't really got a problem with.
Yeah.
It's because the media and some instigators are keeping something going. Because if I see this man, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Because if we do, let's get to it now. So I got to worry about you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that was never the case. It was just like two grown individuals that getting money, that clearly are bosses, never sat down and had a real conversation.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of nobodies in between talking. And then when that kind of just got out of the way, the media took it. And it's like, I don't feel like I should have to come out of what I'm doing to explain I'm wrong. I go to Miami all the time.
Yeah.
Dolo sometimes. I'm not there worried about, you know what I mean? I was never in a situation where I feel like it was that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew once me and homie, you know, saw each other, was in the same room, it was going to get some type of clarification. And that's what happened.
Just like that.
Just like grown men. It's like, you know, what you going? We both get money.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem? I never woke up 1 minute like, I don't rock with homie like that.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you when that minute was.
Yeah.
I didn't. The media told me, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The naysayers told me. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There was never no moment where we were somewhere and something didn't go right, or we didn't agree to disagree, and it was just like, oh, yeah, you know. Uh-huh. I like that. It was just like music, people getting things misconstrued. And, you know, I'm always standing on what I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm never going back down from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It just ain't me. But at the same time, when things look ignorant and you really lead us, you gotta ask yourself, do I want to lead or do I want to follow?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to lead. I'm the big homie.
Anatomy of a rap beef. There you go.
To this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my booty away. Keep it tight, my eye, and I'ma walk the floor so we can play.
I love the way you lie.
You ever love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them? You meet, and neither one of you even know it hit them. Got that warm, fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you're getting fucked.
Your bad bitch, everybody on Instagram looking like they're very rich, but they not. Everybody said they started from the bottom and they hit the top. Cause this shit hurt for everybody. Nigga, I got money, I put on everybody.
They call you separate ways,
Yeah. I'd rather be completely out of my mind. Party my life away, leave all my worries behind. Yeah, I'd rather be completely out of my mind. Party my life away, leave all my worries behind.
Now, two men murdered have been dropped by authorities in New Zealand, but he will still face charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of cannabis, and threatening to kill. In celebration of the 20th anniversary of both albums, Epitaph Records will be releasing NOFX's Punk and Drublic, as well as Rancid's Let Go, remastered on vinyl. The release date is November 24th. The Foo Fighters will be celebrating their 20th anniversary this Independence Day. The band is throwing a 4th of July concert in the nation's capital. The show will take place at RFK Stadium and will feature sets from Buddy Guy, Gary Clark Jr., Heart, Joe Jett, LL Cool J, Trouble Funk, and Trombone Shorty. Dave Grohl and the guys are promising fireworks, a motorcycle rally, and a barbecue. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Guns, getting an FU every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
We should take from the Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but it don't mean I'll never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they kill me. And I love myself. The world is a ghetto, but it doesn't make it right. I love myself, but it can do what it wants. Lift up your head and keep moving. But let the paranoia haunt you. Peace the fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this. I love myself. The world is a ghetto. I love myself. Police and a rock on a corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a scene, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 504 faces. Dreams and realities, peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can fry down. The strong in me, I still smile. I love myself. The world is a ghetto, it's gonna be easy. I love myself, but I can do what it wants whenever it wants. I don't mind.
I'm in the mood that I really just be. Feeling ready to a better, let my body in.
Lamar on Air Kansas Mornings is now on demand. You can find it on soundcloud.com/AirKansas Mornings. Also, hit us up on YouTube. Subscribe to Renato Main TV. Well, that does it for me. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for waking up with me, making me a part of your morning. Thank you to Attorney Kellogg for joining us today, teaching us how to get paid, not played.
It's about time. I'm tired of getting played. I want to get paid.
And Chris Brown. Tell me how you feel about it. Hit me on Twitter at Renato Romain. I'll be back in the morning. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. It's what you make it.
I never fuck Drake. All my life, man, fuck sake. If I tend, I menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. What worry about if my butt fake? Worry about y'all niggas are straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Sitting with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut, hut one, hut, hut two. Big titties, big butt two. Fuck with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had to shout bitches where the top is. Rank faker where the rock is. These hoes couldn't test me, even if the name was Pop Quiz. Bad bitches who I fuck with. Bad bitches we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them bitches blow me. Lance Stevens.
Prince will be bottling cup in the sky.
What?
Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side.
I never fuck Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the titties, though. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I bet peep that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly. I mean, I'm obsessed with thick women and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, tight don't want to suck you dry, man. Eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You're the man
what?
In the city when the mayor
fuck right. With yeah, you. Yeah, sure. No, class. Actually, yeah.
You the badass bitch doing makeup and hair fuck with you. Oh. That's cause I believe in something I stand for. And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. She act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I piss greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy Mecca. Talent say I got running for days. I sperm and I shake when I'm stuck in my way. My girlfriend will beat a bitch up if she waves. David and I fuck with her servo. My eyes are so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the droop. Then I make you bird boy. Biggie like circle and I'm talking about running in houses with army guns. So think about your son and daughter rooms. Got two rooms with me, messed up, they got smaller guns. Ain't thinking about your son and daughter rooms. This shit is crazy, man. I've been praising my nigga, that money talk, I just rephrasing my nigga. Blood gang, take the B, I'll be heavy, my nigga. For real, if you mouth off, I blow your face off. I be then I take off. Nigga, now you see me, nigga, now you don't. Like Jimmy Fox, nigga, like Rich Y'all 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how we for me. The police pour me to drink and celebrate. Raise every bottle and cup in the sky.
Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
Yeah, moonlight, baby.
Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
Hold up.
There is more music being played. Did y'all like that?
Did you hate it?
Enjoy hip-hop music,
me. I mean, I'm kind of indifferent about it. Is that an option? Like,
he's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. So,
is if you're real and you know it, clap your hands. I mean, like, honestly, what level are you operating on where that's like, yeah, no, that's just, we're gonna go with that. Jadakiss, I guess. That's the level you're on, Jadakiss.
Rockin' the shoe, shy.
I went and played a chunk of Tony Hawk's Underground 2 over the weekend. What a weird game. The Tony Hawk franchise went a lot of different places. As kind of the winds blew differently, you know? That year was definitely the, well, I mean, yeah, Tony Hawk's name's going to be on the cover, but really we're trying to channel a lot of the Bam Margera type stuff. Like, that was the pinnacle of that. You know, you got a little bit of that, I think, in the run-up from 4 on, I guess. I mean, he was in 3, but... So what was it? So there was Tony Hawk 4, then there was Thug, which was 5, Thug 2 was 6, and I guess it was American Wasteland, and then Project 8 was Tony Hawk 8. And then the last one was called Proving Ground, right? Tony Hawk's Proving Ground, is that 9? Instead of doing Tony Hawk X and having it be fucking cyberspace future crazy Tony Hawk, they put out that fucking board. And then Wii game, Downhill Jam, and all the other non-core Tony Hawk games. There's one that was like, it was Tony Hawk, and then it was like a DS cartridge that was Tony Hawk, and then also some fucking drawing thing. I'm like, it's Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, plus Sketch It, or what, you know, whatever the fuck it was. Why? Coolest fucking thing they could do right now is they just put out a game called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 10. If that was the game that came out next year. And everyone's like, oh, you know, you gotta reboot it. Like, no. They just put it out. THPSX. That'd be cool as shit, man. Fuck. I mean, they made it right. I don't know. Like, who knows if Activision is even capable of making a game like that these days. Or, you know, like, who would they get to do it? You know, like, is there a subset of Neversoft that went off to go do something else and didn't get folded into the Infinity Ward stuff? Or, you know, is Robomoto doing it? Like, is Robomoto still a going concern out of Chicago? Ugh. Build that soundtrack now. And that deal with Activision, I should go look that up. The Activision Tony Hawk deal, was it their 2025? It was like some crazy long-term thing. I'm trying to remember if it was 2015 or 2025.
Do so if you're lost, you're like, dude, I don't know who won you.
I wonder if that would be like a full retail release, or if they would just slap the Sierra name on that and make it a downloadable thing, like if that's where it's at now. That Geometry Wars is still coming out this year. That's like right after Thanksgiving or something. It's like the 26th or something. Is that what it is? What is the modern skateboarding scene like these days? Is it all just X Games focused? What's the current state of street skating? Thank you.
back to work on a Monday. How's that going? So far, yeah, so-so, right? Christine Stone checking in on Sirius XM Classic Rewind. I do hope you had a great weekend, and they go fast. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are on the way. We've got the Cars and some Rolling Stones, too. A tune about the gritty...
This woman's got a voice for classic rock radio.
We'll hear that in about 15 minutes. Right now, John Mellencamp on Classic Rewind.
That sign said Vapor Store. I believe the larger sign just said San Francisco Vapor. Great. This is fucking close down every other business and turn them all into fucking vape emporiums. I guess I should applaud this. In some ways, it's like the most fucking futuristic business you could be running right now. It's the most fucking cyberpunk fucking business you could run. This is selling fucking e-liquids. Just one step closer to the gritty, awful fucking future that we so richly deserve. I'm right here next to Viking's Giant Subs. I feel like I should just, like, park the car, run in there, say, shut down your fucking sandwich shops. No one wants sandwiches anymore. Now you sell fucking vape gear. You sell vape rigs and fruit-scented, candy-scented juices.
This is a cotton candy blend. It's very decadent. It's a very decadent vape. Vikings Giant Vapes. Or just Viking Vapors. There you go. Viking Vapors.
Facebook.com/SiriusXMU. Don't forget to give feedback on social media. Don't forget to send emails. Don't forget to respond to the important work letter that was addressed to you.
Thank you. sure.
For me and my scars, everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promise this? So I promise this.
I love myself. The world is a
oh, everyone going around. Okay, there we go. That guy made his left turn, and now we're moving onward into the tunnel. It's still foggy. It's early enough. It's still foggy in San Francisco. Trapped in the tunnel. We're moving a little bit. Generally, trapped in the tunnel. Oh, cool. Enrique Iglesias is on. I could have just gone for hearing the full Rockford theme, you know? Do you think Rockford from the game Boulder Dash is named after Jim Rockford? I mean, there's no, you know, he's not pulling Rockfords, he's not driving a car, he's not solving crimes, he's digging, but I... Maybe it's because you're digging around rocks, they decided to name him Rockford. But those are the only two places I've ever heard the name Rockford. So it's hard to not, you know, connect.
Now, if this record is being played at a club, disco, lounge, house, basement, or block party, car stereo, stoop, or at any other social gathering...
Now, Boulder Dash, well, that's a fucking game.
...continue and proceed to give you more of what you like. This message has been brought to you by the makers of The Way We Swing and the Underground Talk How You Like Posse.
I feel like a nasty bowl of cereal, icy cold milk.
I need some ice cream.
Look, I told you, kid, eat what you like, okay?
Now the beat goes on to the break of dawn. I just peep this, y'all. Just for singing the song and do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance. So do the zone, move and do what you like. Now we're all getting stupid and acting a fool. Anything that you really want to do is cool, so go fingers.
Come on. Just a little bit further forward so I'm not blocking this intersection. There we go. Hooray.
If you're hungry, you get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, you go take a bath.
And do what you like.
Champion, Closed, man.
XM.
Cement mixer is cement mixing. Spin it. The song come from, and maybe it should go back there.
I'ma get this whole motherfucking bomb, and I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a bomb.
family. My bike folds up into a very compact frame so that I might carry it around with me when I'm not riding it. There I am on my tiny bike. Oh god, it's going to fall apart with me on it because it's such a pile of garbage. Oh no. Thanks for asking. All right, I'm here. I'm going to go inside and do stuff. So you guys have a good Monday and all that.